Welcome to a new podcast that I've created called True Confessions. Here's your host, Joe, while we listen or talk about Reddit stories while drinking. Right now, I'm just drinking a blue raspberry slushie just because I already drank today. Delicious, so let's get started. First story, am I the asshole for not letting my brother's pregnant girlfriend use my bathroom? Okay. I know the title sounds horrible. Please, just try to humor out. Here's some backstory. So I, 24 female, live in an area where it's impossible to find an apartment / rentals. And when you do find them, the rent is usually over 1500. Well, debating where you live, but anyways. I also have two big dogs and a cat. So renting is basically impossible for me. My parents have a house. Childhood home in this area, but they currently live in another city about 4 hours away for work. So for those reasons, I live in my childhood home. My parents and I are besties, and this whole arrangement works great for all of us. They need someone to watch over the house, and I need somewhere to live. It's a perfect solution. They come visit me about once a month. So far, not that bad, so let's continue. My brother, 23, was working in another state on a contract, so his job paid for him to live in a hotel. When his contract ended, he didn't line another one up or find any other work to do, also despite making great money and not having to pay for housing. He didn't save any money from his last job he had, so he moved home with me and he brought his girlfriend, 22, and their dog. They were supposed to be here for a couple weeks max, while he find another contract, most likely in a different state. Now, here's where it gets tricky. They've been here for 2 months now. They got a cat who they're hiding from my parents. Again, okay. They don't have jobs. They borrow money from my parents for everything. They sleep all day, live in the house trash all the time, and a couple weeks ago, we found out that she's pregnant. Explanation point. Well, that's gonna cause some problems. Mine. In my brother's bedroom, are right across from each other. We used to share a bathroom. When I found out they were coming here, I moved all my toiletries upstairs to the guest room bathroom so I wouldn't have to share with them. I always hated sharing a bathroom with him. My parents knew about this and they were okay with me taking over the guest room bathroom. Well, 3 weeks ago, before knowing she was pregnant, they went out for her birthday and my parents, and she got drunk enough that my mom had to put her in the guest room bathroom bathtub to clean up after her pricking on herself. I mean, no comment. Okay, carry on. Most of the time when she asks, I don't respond. She would just use my bathroom. Oh, sorry. Skipped ahead. Anyways, ever since she found out about the bathtub in my bathroom, she constantly asks him to use it. Their bathroom only has a shower. She usually texts me when I'm at work to ask. I never know what to say because I don't want her to use it, but I feel like an asshole for not wanting to share. I mean, you're not an asshole for not wanting to share things. Anyways, I know that stupid probably makes me sound so spoiled, but I just want my own bathroom all to myself. I mean, if you have multiple children and like one bathroom, I'm just saying. And especially with guys, you know. Anyways, is that just too much to ask? They have taken over the entire house, including what they use in my bathroom. I just want this one space untouched by them. Again, makes sense. Anyways. Most of the time when she asks, I don't respond. She would use my bathroom. Anyways, I assume my brother tells her because it's not technically my bathroom. Anyways, today I came home from work, rushed to my bathroom to pee, and I found her asleep in a bathtub. She texted me earlier, but I didn't respond. I didn't react other than telling my brother she was asleep so he could make sure she was okay. But would I be the asshole if I told him not to use this bathroom anymore? I talked to my parents about it. They're okay with me doing that. I mean, if your parents are okay with it. If she wasn't pregnant, I wouldn't even hesitate to tell them not to use it. My sister thinks I'm the asshole because she said her baths were a lifesaver in her first trimester. And I don't hate me my brother's girlfriend. I like her. I want to have a good relationship with her. But I also don't want to keep sharing my bathroom and all my good products with her. Am I a horrible person for that? I would even give her some good products. My hairstylist, so I have a lot. Oh, I would even give her some good hair products. My apologies. If that would help her, enjoy her bathroom more. Hell, I would tear up apart their bathroom and redo it, and add the nicest bathtub available for her I could use. I just want my bathroom to myself. Am I the asshole? Let's see if there's an update. There's no update, but there's a PS. PS. I know the obvious solution here is to trade bathrooms with them. Unfortunately, that won't work because my mom doesn't want my brother destroying her guest room. LOL. Oh, okay. I mean, it's like, it's hard to explain if you're the asshole or not. Because A, if your brother and his girlfriend, if they are doing drugs, sleeping on the unemployed, made a lot of money, but somehow spending it all with nothing to show it, borrowing money sounds like drugs, you know, I mean, and falling asleep in the bathroom too, stating the obvious. I mean, it's like you depend a lot on your parents if you were spoiled. But same thing is like, it's like he will trust the guest room, but it's okay to trust the rest of the house. That is weird though. Like, I don't think you're the asshole for not wanting to share your own bathroom. You know, like, I understand, but like, I don't think you're the asshole. You could compromise, you know, like, you know, like, just compromise, you know. But anyway, so that's that story. Now let me see. Oh, actually, you know, here's what that. Get a lock with the key. Problem solved. Not the asshole. They have full bathroom, and so do you. Boom. Case closed. Alrighty, I have a next one. This one's called, Am I the Asshole for Letting My Stepdaughter Stay in a Closet? This one was posted 2 months ago. Give me 1 second. Alrighty, so let's get started. Again, title. Am I the Asshole for Letting My Stepdaughter Stay in a Closet? I've known my male, 46, stepdaughter, Tasha, 17 female, since she was about 9 years old. About a year and a half ago, when she was 15, she and her friend Juliet didn't notice me come home early. I caught them listening to music and making out. Okay. She was embarrassed and they both freaked out a little bit, but I promised I wouldn't say anything. My wife, 37 female, family is extremely Christian and extremely conservative. Okay, I think I know where this is going. Though she's not bad with them, she still has more than a bit of it though. She can be kind of severe with kids. Yeah. In the meantime, Tasha was able to keep having Juliet over. She didn't have to keep her door open as per the policy. My wife insists on whenever my son, 15 male, has a girl over. My wife never questions what kind of outing she's going on when she and Juliet say they're going someplace together, even late at night. She's even slept over at Juliet's house, and Juliet has stayed overnight with us. Honestly, it's not like she's going to get pregnant. I don't really see the problem with any of this. Also, honestly, I'm surprised at some of the coupley things that the girls have been able to do without anyone questioning it. It's like sharing seats, so they're practically sitting on top of each other, hanging, eating food off the same plates. My wife seems to have just accepted as girls just being friends. My relationship with my stepdaughter has been closer, and she obviously knows she can't trust me with who she is. She can trust me with who she is. Over the past years, I've been working from home often. We have an unspoken understanding she can have Juliet over whenever she likes, as long as they are being quiet somewhere in the house. I won't bother them. Because I have so largely worked from home, I ended up looking after kids a little more than my wife does, so that's given her quite a lot of freedom. However, the problem came when my son found out through high school gossip that his sister and her friend were dating, and her stepdad doesn't care, lets her do whatever. I shouldn't have been surprised. I guess the girls were kind of sloppy. I was worried that my son would be mad that I had been enforcing my wife's open door policy with him, or that he would feel like he hadn't received equal privileges. But as far as things between him and me, he gets it. He doesn't seem upset. He did get into too loud of a discussion with his sister, though my wife overheard and made them spill everything. She freaking out, went ballistic with me, actually yelling and getting heated, even as I tried to explain to her that I figured Tasha would come out when she was ready, and none of it was my secret to tell. That nothing bad happened, and there was nothing to worry about. She was just pissed at me, and she was pissed at Tasha, and wanted to ground Tasha for me and take her away. My former 20-year-old car. Oh, for me to take away her car. Oh, okay, now I get it. My former 20-year-old car that let her buy from me. She wanted to ban Julia from coming over entirely. She was upset and accused both of them of lying and manipulating her. I tried her and then that was reasonable, and that Tasha was 17 anyway, so what does it matter? She was emotional and insisted that her decision was final. I tried to tell her that it wasn't her decision alone, that there was really no way she could enforce any of it. Anyway, then she asked me if I could enforce it. Apparently, she didn't like how long I paused before giving an answer, and she flipped out, threw a huff, and locked herself in the bathroom. I decided to give her some space, so I asked my son to kind of keep an eye on his little sister, 17. Oh, little sister, 7, female, just in case mom doesn't come out. Went to do some shopping and errands. Tasha volunteered to come with, so we went grocery shopping, stopped at a burger joint. Meanwhile, my wife's parents and sister are texting me about being an asshole, and I let my stepdaughter become the texting her with homophobic Bible tracts named about her lifestyle. Whoa, okay. I'm not sure if I should say this, but I'm gonna say it anyways. I'm saying this per verbatim. Her lifestyle, slut-shaming, and inappropriate questions. I feel like she had every reason to not come out. I told her as much, but that's only a shame that her and Julian got too comfortable / sloppy. Apparently, they were pushing it a little with things like PDA, holding hands, hand-holding other places too. I mean, that's okay. Pretty sure I'm still in the doghouse with my wife, but I don't feel like I've done anything wrong, especially with the way things have turned out. My wife herself isn't homophobic. Again, no comment. Or I wouldn't have married her. So trying to give her time around and reasonable, her family are definitely way worse, and I wish I wouldn't have told them. It's kind of annoying that they're trying to paint me as a bad guy, but I'm used to letting them wear themselves out about things. Am I the asshole here? Okay, so here is my opinion. I do not think he's the asshole because there's nothing wrong, but at least do some boundaries for your kids and say things to your wife. But again, it's up to the kid's choice when to not come out, when to come out, you know. But again, he needs to keep an eye on pressure being applied to his daughter, because having hate mail texts from her mother's family can't be good for her mental health. Plus, that's not okay, you know, like, her mom should be protecting her kids, you know, like, why, like, you know, like, my mom protects me whenever she can, regardless of family members and friends. She's her mom, and, like, he's like, he's not the asshole. She's the asshole, because if she knew what they were going to do and did absolutely nothing about it to stop it, in fact, her knowing what they would and still telling them anyways makes me believe just she wanted it to happen, you know? Like, she's the asshole, not him. Like, regardless, if it's a stepdaughter and he's treating her as if his own biological kid, but he's the stepdad, you know? Like, hated to break it to you, man, but your wife is definitely homophobic, because if she wasn't, she'd be on the floor sobbing about why her daughter didn't trust her enough to tell her about things, and her daughter told you things, and you're the stepdad, you know, like, her entire family is homophobic, they all ganged up her as a effing minor, you know, like, I'm not gonna curse, but, like, she might not care about other queer people, but, like, your wife is 1000%, in other words, like, homophobic, you know, like, it's fine as long as it's not her kids, it's a girl's mindset, you know, like, just tell your stepdaughter to block a family member that keeps abusing messages, you know, that's harassment, you know, regardless if it's family, you know, like, it's making her unhappy, you don't know if she's gonna, you know, take a little step further, you know, at least you have her, and she has you, love is love, but, like, sin against, like, your own biological kids, and, like, the little girl, the stepdaughter, went to the stepdad because she feels more comfortable with her stepdad than her own mother. Like, it's sad, but in a way, it's like she feels more confident and comfortable with him than her own mom, you know? Like, that's just, like, you know? Alrighty, so last story, but this is not like, am I the asshole? This is more like a story that happened 9 days ago. So there's no like specific things. This is what it is. Boyfriend is mad at me for not going to see him and his daughter because I'm nauseous, throwing up while pregnant with his child. Now he's implying he wants to break up. I cannot make this shit up. Oh, make this sugar honey iced tea up. Alright, here we go. Pretty much saying, am I the asshole? At a loss for words at this point. Context for the last screenshot. TikTok showed him as currently as active, which why I called him out for ignoring me. So these are screenshots of text messages going back and forth that I'm gonna read. Okay, blue is the girlfriend, black is the boyfriend. I'm just gonna go back and forth and saying it. So blue. I think I'll stay home for today. I hope y'all have fun though. Boyfriend. Wow. Girlfriend? Question mark. Boyfriend, you? I don't hear from you all day, and when I do, what you want to say? Girlfriend, I haven't been feeling well. I'm not sure what else I was supposed to say. Boyfriend, when did you wake up? No, it's fine. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to even talk to me anymore. Don't worry about it. Girlfriend, I'm not sure. My phone was dead when I woke up. I want to stay around 1 and got in the shower and ate lunch. Why are you saying all that? Boyfriend, shows how much you give an F. Girlfriend, what shows? Boyfriend, if you can't see it, there's something wrong with you. I'm not wasting my time on it today. Girlfriend, look, I don't know why you're mad at me. I told you, I don't feel well. I've been wanting to puke all day long. Boyfriend. Oh, shit. Oh, sorry. Boyfriend, this is the first time I'm hearing that. You say I'll think I'll stay home when you know me. We already have plans. You don't care to tell me that until hours after you woke up. Girlfriend showed him saying I haven't been feeling well. Boyfriend, when I've been telling blank all weekend and morning that we're going to see you. Girlfriend, I obviously didn't anticipate how I would feel today. Sorry to disappoint you both, but like, I'm miserable. I'm not gonna be fun. I'm not gonna be fun to hang around with. Oh my god, I cannot speak. Boyfriend, yeah, you took 2 hours after you woke up to communicate with me because you don't care. Girlfriend, I took a long shower and another making lunch, trying to eat, but ultimately failing because of how sick I am. I don't know why you're trying to make me feel worse when I already feel terrible. Boyfriend, no, I'm not. No, I'm telling you the reason. It's not all about you. You can leave me alone now. A few hours later, boyfriend, you know, after today, I'm not really sure if I care to move forward. Girlfriend, I wanted to see you. I can't help that because I'm pregnant. I've been nauseous and throwing up. I'm so miserable right now. I'm not gonna lie, this boyfriend, I want to beat the crap out of him because you don't know what it's like when a woman is pregnant, okay? Your body's different. Boyfriend, especially if you can't see what you did wrong today, especially too sick to send me a text message, that's a stupid excuse. I mean, like, I want to beat the shit out of him. I don't know how many times I'm gonna curse in this, but like, okay. Girlfriend, that's why I was showering and trying to eat to get ready to go. Believe me, I wish I could have seen you guys. I wish I wasn't sick, but that's seriously disheartening that you're threatening me to break up with me while I'm carrying your child. Hello? Seriously, dude, I know you're on TikTok. Boyfriend, dude. Girlfriend, the least you could do is have a conversation with me. Boyfriend, why are you calling me dude? Okay, you're a dude. If she calls you a dude because she's irritating and you're a guy. Anyways, boyfriend, I'm giving her a bath and trying to get her ready for bed. Wow. Let's see here. My point of view is like, why are you having a child with someone who doesn't even like you? Especially is getting upset with you for being sick, for carrying the child of his, you know? And you're the mother of his child, you know? It's like, I swear, men are so delirious on how pregnancy affects women. It's like, read, or go back to sex ed, you know? Like, learn what pregnancy is, you know? Like, oh my god. It's like, this dude is a literally child, a little child. Like, you're pregnant with his kid, and he gives zero Fs, like, no sympathy. me on his end, and he's pissed because you said you couldn't join them, like his other children or a child or something like that, and you're literally hogging the toilet because you're carrying his child, like, not, you're not a baby mama to anyone or a guy, you're carrying his child. Like, I don't understand a lot of people do these days. It's like they like a sympathy and support, you know. It's like, ah, you know, it's like, can you, like, go back to sex ed? I swear to God. Especially, like, you text him saying, dude, I know you're on TikTok, and he gets mad about that. Like, right there in that part, I don't like, because if you see your significant other is online, but they're not responding to you, it's like, yes, I get it. This is a different case, but same time, is like, you shouldn't spam them if they're online and, like, they're not messaging you, you know, regardless of what it is. But, like, I don't know, like, it's like this. It's like, although he did go very dramatic, you know, like, but I did see some irony there when she said, dude, I know you're on TikTok, like I mentioned, because he didn't reply to you in a timely manner you wanted. Yeah, that's exactly what you did to him, you know. It's like, how ironic is that? Or, like, I definitely feel that she could have sent, like, a text earlier, or has said, hey, sorry for delayed response, I've been asleep dealing with nausea all day, I'm not feeling up to it, seeing you and y'all, and, like, that could have changed the mood. But I feel like if she would have said that, the guy would have still been an asshole to her, so I'm not too sure on that. Plus, it doesn't say, like, what the ages are and or more specific details. I'm just reading off screenshots, but, like, alrighty, just one more story. Another, am I the asshole? This one's actually recent-ish. This was 4 months ago. Am I the asshole for considering ending a 6-year-old relationship because my fiance canceled our plans? Interesting. I, 28 female, my fiance, 26 female. Okay, so they're a gay couple. Had a disagreement the other day. For Christmas, we got 4 tickets to a stand-up show, so we invited 2 of our friends to come along, made plans, and booked a restaurant before the show. It is now less than 2 weeks into the show. My fiance told me that she can no longer go since she's playing a football match that evening. I got upset since it's so close to the date. I don't really have any other friends I can go with. Well, once we invited, the ones we invited. I said it felt like she wasn't prioritizing me as much we planned for 4 months. She got angry at me for being upset. I said, didn't understand then. I started saying some hurtful things, so I decided to let it go. Yesterday we had dinner at her parents' house. I asked her about an upcoming event for my work, also less than a month away. She told me that she wasn't going to do that, as her cousin had invited her to see their new baby and spend the night. Again, I got upset and told her that she was already said she was gonna go, and I had asked her to add to the invitation list. She said she couldn't go another day. Her cousins and she had work and made it out, and I was making a big deal of it. When I kept arguing, it might make me bad to look. She had work and made it out as I was making a big deal out of it. When I kept arguing, said it might make me look bad at work. Since she was such short notice, she said something along the lines of, fine, wait, fine, I guess I just won't go see my cousin then. I'm feeling really defeated. She's been cranky with me since. I feel like it's childish that she won't talk to me. What really broke the camel's back is how she was being short and snappy with me and 4-year-old boy were we foster of a week and a month. She locked herself away, I gave him a bath, we watched a movie and did bedtime. I feel like if she can't act like this, not only to me, but also ignoring a young child, what does that mean possibly for children or future? Please give me advice, I'm not sure what to do. I've asked her multiple times to talk to a professional about it, but she doesn't want to. Am I the asshole for considering ending this relationship? I mean, not the asshole. You already know what to do, you know, like, you already know what you need to do. If she's going to treat an innocent child that way, why would you want to be with her, you know, like, that's not right. You know, what would you do if you had an actual child together and she acts like that to the future of your children? You know, that's just like, no. Or here, think of it like this. If your significant other, or, like, in this case, your girlfriend, but I'm gonna say this in general, if your significant other has been good to you for the mainly most part of the 6 years you guys been together and only recently started being considerate, try to have a serious conversation with her and ask her if she wants to break up, you know, like in the story and in general, like ask like your SO, like just talk about this, like why you're acting this way, you know? Nothing's like what's wrong with being grown ups acting like adults, having a conversation, you know? If she says like no, this should lead to a conversation where you can tell her how you feel and why she can explain why she's been acting different toward you lately. It's like, let's see what you guys can compromise, and like at the end you can both move on, you know, like about like what you can do, you know, like in the story in this case, like she's acting selfish, only cares about herself and finding someone better, you know, like think like triple think, quadruple think, what do you want in your life and who do you want to be happy with and what do you want in your life, you know? But the last piece of advice I can say in the story is like, but after 6 years, at least trying to have a big conversation rather than just calling it quits, because that's a rough patch, you know, calling it quits after 6 years. There is like, why this is happening sooner, like why I just started recently, you know, like talk about it, go to counseling, you know, figured stuff out together like a couple, because like you guys both love each other to the point where you can fix it and move on and carry on, you know, think what you guys want more, you know. But in the end, it's their relationship, their lifestyle, it is what it is, you know. But also then again, who knows if she's cheating? Like, yeah, you can sneak on your significant other's phone if you have a password, they trust you with their phone, but like look around you, see their signs, you know. If you know some signs, then you know, like you never know what people do nowadays. But anyways guys, so thank you for listening to True Confessions. This will be posted on Spotify. I will do some visual on TikTok some of the time, make it short. But this is Joe signing off of True Confessions. Usually in the future I will have guests in my podcast, but for now on, hope you guys like my podcast. It's simultaneously short today. I'll try and max it up to an hour, but at the meantime I'll try to do it 30 minutes. But once again, thank you for listening and goodbye, interwebs.